What, you working GM, nigga? What? Shit. He pumped gas? What the fuck this nigga do, man?
Hell no, nigga. I can't dig it.
You're an animal. A filthy, big-lipped beast. Radiation
runs in both night clock green. Then his wife threw her titties in my hand. It was weird, Your Honor.
You grabbed her titties.
That's some old Bobby Brown in New Edition shit.
Yeah, you on that bullshit, nigga. Like I told you, you always calling me when you need a ride, nigga.
Thoroughly enjoying myself. Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct, Max City Limits Radio Show. The little nigga is back. The shaming tactics don't stop, man. Hold on one second, bro. Let me see here. All right, shout out to one of my listeners, man. An individual who goes by the name of Ace Supreme for giving me the 411. Keeping me abreast of our favorite hobo sexual. An individual goes by the name of Taz. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, my boy Ace hit me up, man, and he said, yo, homeboy did. He responded to your video and whatnot, man. I was like, word, okay, let me go ahead and go over here and check it out. And of course, it was the usual stupid shit, man. Nigga misrepresenting the overall message and taking shit out of context and shit, man. First of all, let me say that anyone who exercises a little bit of logic and reason and doesn't run in and rush to judgment on any sort of court case, these people should be applauded. These people should be respected for being cerebral and for actually wanting to know the truth of the matter and the facts of the case, but not in this nigga's world, man. In this nigga's world, he's just simply on some bloodthirsty shit, man. Really quite disgusting and despicable, bro. I mean, I just did a video pretty much entailing what the psychological makeup of an individual like this is. This is the jailhouse thief. And like I said, you have a pecking order in jail and in prison. The jailhouse thief does not like the fact that he's a bottom feeder. So what the jailhouse thief has to do, he has to find someone who is beneath him. He has to find some sort of fake ass crusade. He has to find someone that people find just as despicable and reprehensible as he is. And that would be the individual who has a statutory rape charge. That would be the individual who he can peg or he can label as a pedophile, man. So what you see right here happening in real time is Taz. He knows, as far as his credibility as a man, he knows it's shot. He knows that. I mean, because he's a career petty criminal. Now, I'll say that he does need to be applauded for. It would appear that he's trying to turn his life around by doing something legit. But by doing my due diligence on him and his chick, man, there's a lot of shady shit that's going on with these two motherfuckers, man. That leads me to believe that he ain't really on the straight and narrow and as squeaky clean as he letting on, man. But yet and still, once again, what you are witnessing in real time is a dude who is smart in the aspect that he knows where the money is coming from on YouTube. It's coming from broads and beta male cucks. Shit. And you can see that typified and exemplified in his goddamn chat section, man. When I was watching his critique of my video, man, I seen so many panty wearing ass niggas up in there. I was like, boy, ooh wee. Look at these soft ass niggas up in this chat, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I expect for a broad to be in her feelings, man. You know, that's what broads do, man. But some of the dudes I seen in there, I'm like, man, these niggas really got idol worship popping off over here with this nigga, man. So Taz is, he's a bottom feeder. He's a jailhouse thief who knows that his credibility as a man is shot. So he has to find someone that he can fuck with so he can point the finger at and say, see, I'm not the only scumbag. I'm not the only bottom feeder. As a matter of fact, there's someone below me. And I broke down how not only does he need to point the finger at someone, but he has to find someone to build a rep off of. And in this case, it's not just an one individual. It's actually, he has to create a movement. Because it's not enough just to point fingers at someone, man. Remember, he's also on a paper chase. So he's got to go in real hard, man. Hard in the paint. To show y'all that he's a righteous man. He's a righteous individual. I have righteous anger towards those who would abuse babies. Which one should? One should always have righteous indignation and righteous anger for those who are abusing children. That's the funny thing about the whole video, man, that I did, man. I went ahead and went on record and said, no, I do not support hardcore Tito, nigga. I think he's guilty of all of that shit, man. I've been around the track, man. I know when a nigga is deflecting. I know when a nigga is guilty of something and when he ain't guilty. I know when a nigga is embarking on a disinfo and a cover-up campaign, man. I said that. But that ain't good enough for this nigga for some reason. Why aren't you guys calling out this pedo? Nigga, I just did. I said he's guilty. What the fuck more do you want, man? But once again, like I told y'all about last video, you got niggas out there that's extra with it. Taz is extra. It's not good enough that you say, yeah, I believe that he's guilty of these charges. He wants you to go all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way in. How much more in can you go? I don't know what this nigga want, man. Taz, what do you want, man? Okay? Look, don't be angry and don't be mad, bro. Because, I mean, you fucked up the first half of your life. All right? There is no need to be going this hard in the paint and try and create this movement, man. Well, no, let me take that back. This is how you've been eating. This is your bread and butter now. Pandering to bubble-headed, scatterbrain bitches and beta male cucks. All I can say, man, is you better hope and pray. You better hope and motherfucking pray, man, that you never end up with a false accusation. Whether it be from an underage child or a woman. You better hope and pray that you never end up with a false accusation. Because guess what, man? A brother like me would be your best motherfucking friend. Yeah, that's right. Brother like me. An individual who is not going to rush to judgment. An individual like me who is not going to get out the nooses and the pitchforks and want to hang your ass high and dry right off the grip. No, I would be like, wait, hold up. Let's look at the facts of the case. That's my whole argument right there. For some reason, this nigga, he has a problem with me wanting to look at the facts of a case before I render judgment. Me wanting to look at the facts of the case means that I am siding with and trying to defend a pedo. When I've already gone on record and I done told you, man, yeah, I think the nigga guilty. I mean, what else? What the fuck else you want, nigga? What? But before I start with more of that, allow me to address a couple of the points that he addressed in the video. I think I made this comment where I was speaking on me doing foster care, and me basically stating that for the most part, my sons have relatively dodged the pitfalls of the penitentiary. And Taz thought that was kind of hilarious, man. He was like, relatively? Yeah. Relatively? Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? So let me clarify what that actually means, man, since you thought that was so cute. Relatively means that out of my 8 sons, I have one who, yes, he did do state time. I think he did like 3 years. But now, guess what? He's out and he's doing pretty good for himself. Has not been in trouble with the law for the past like 4 or 5 years. So that's what I mean by relatively, bro. All right. I had eight. I had one who was, yeah, he was a live wire. But yet and still, he's doing relatively fine in life now. Then he did this bullshit, man, where he just can't necessarily seem to follow the logical conclusion of an argument. I basically stated that if you out here in these streets, man, you got to treat everybody like King Kong and Godzilla, man. You can't sleep on nobody. And that means the children as well. Everybody in his chat section, they went ham on this one. I got to give it to you, Taz, man. You are the master of just blowing shit out of proportion. I like how you stopped the video, and then you let me say what I got to say. Then you rewind it, and you play it like 3 or 4 times, man. Oh, shit. Repetition is the mother of skill. Or propaganda. Pretty much the technique that they're using right now on TV with this COVID-19 shit, man. You know, just steadily rewinding. Back and forth. Get your vaccine. I gotta admit, you studied your lessons on how to brainwash them muddle-headed, bubble-head-ass bitches. That's in your chat. And them beta male cucks. But yeah, I basically stated that, bruh, I know 12, 13-year-old boys that'll blow your face off, man. And I treated them like King Kong when I was out here in these streets. You can't sleep on nobody. And the equivalent of a young black male who is gangbanging and selling dope would be a 12 or 13-year-old Lolita female. I was not speaking about the female who was molested or abused by Hardcore Tito. I wasn't speaking about her, but you masterfully tried to make that equivalency there. You masterfully tried to make it seem like I was talking about her, but I wasn't talking about her. I'm talking about the 12, 13-year-old scandalous-ass, evil, cutthroat bitches out there that'll do your ass in. So, yes, you do have a female counterpart to the little yummies, bruh. I like how you hid that, though. You know what I mean? You don't want to address that shit. You don't want to address that, yes, you do have the female counterpart to the little yummy out there. You got a 12, 13-year-old female out there who is basically going out there and getting involved in all sorts of grown woman activities. And she don't care whose lives she wrecks in the process. She is the equivalent of a little yummy. Both are very dangerous, and you can't afford to sleep on neither one of them. But does Taz care? No, he does not. Because remember, this is the jailhouse thief who feels inadequate within himself. So he's got to go hard in the paint on this, man. He has got to create specters and boogeymen everywhere he looks. Under every rock, there must be a boogeyman. Because somehow, some way, man, he has got to elevate himself. Make himself look good. Make himself look righteous. And I can understand why you do that, bro. Because like I said, the first half of your life, man, I mean, you've been fucking up. You are a lifelong fuck up, nigga. And guess what, man? I don't give two fucks or two shits about you recording anything that I goddamn say. You on this shit where you talking about, shit, ain't no more than taking that shit down. We gonna go ahead, we gonna record everything you niggas say. Nigga, record it. Gotta be fucked up and confused with the rest of these niggas, man. It's Big Mike, nigga. I stand on everything I love, nigga, like a rock. Fuck that. So yeah, this nigga, he got an issue. He got a problem with someone wanting to know the facts of a goddamn case before he renders judgment, man. I mean, the way you sound, you one of them niggas that was crucifying Cosby. You's a Cosby crucifying ass nigga, man. But like I said, you better hope and pray, nigga, that you never, ever come across no false allegations, man. From a child or a woman, you gonna hope and pray that you got niggas in the cut like me on your team saying, wait a minute, man, hold up. Let's look at everything that's going on here. Let's not rush to judgment. And that has been my whole argument. But since this is an extra ass nigga, he's misrepresenting my argument. He's taking shit out of context. His argument is, you're defending a pedo. No, I don't know shit about this nigga's case. So I had to reserve judgment. But now that I've looked at the case, now that I've seen everything that came in as far as the evidence is concerned, I've now rendered judgment. I believe, yes, he is guilty of this shit. Now we can move the fuck on. That's not good enough for the jailhouse thief, bruh. No, it's not good enough. He gotta be extra. He gotta climb up on the building and shout from the rooftops. I am somebody. I am important. But the only way that that's gonna work is this, if this nigga spins a narrative that somebody in some way, shape, form, or fashion is beneath him. That's why he's so heavily invested in this so-called pedophile crusade, man. I mean, the nigga knew what was up, man. You know, the heat was on this nigga for just being a, you know, a career petty criminal. Pretty much a lifelong fuck up. All I gotta say is, you know, if you want to follow this nigga into the abyss, I mean, do that. I mean, I'll put my resume against this nigga any day. When a nigga show you who he is, believe him, Jack. What am I saying by that? I mean, come on. I mean, he's talking about, you know, no, he don't even have no big conviction records or doing no big time records up in the pen. He's saying, yeah, I got a heavy arrest record. Well, guess what, nigga? I don't have any arrest record. So when a nigga show you who he is, believe him, Jack. Nigga been arrested umpteen million times, man, for a little small, petty-ass bullshit, bruh. I think on your record, you had like an inducing panic charge, nigga. You got domestic violence charges, getting knocked for drug paraphernalia, the possession of drugs, inducing panic, selling liquor to minors, which was dismissed. See, I ain't gonna sit up here and lie on you, Jack. Ain't no need. Now that I already told you, nigga, you know, I could give you a pass on some of that domestic violence shit because, once again, I don't know shit about the case. And I know how a lot of that domestic violence shit goes down, man. But guess what, nigga? Big Mike ain't never, ever been arrested for any of that shit. So we got a lot of scatterbrain, metal-headed motherfuckers up in your chat following pretty much a career criminal, petty criminal. But yet these niggas, man, they want to talk shit about me. They want to talk shit about a nigga who's been gainfully employed since he's been like 13. They want to talk shit about a nigga who actually got married and raised his own children, nigga. They want to talk shit about a motherfucker that did foster care and adopted black boys. They want to talk shit about a Desert Storm motherfucking veteran. They want to talk shit about me while they follow you. You can't make this shit up, man. Only on YouTube, man. But once again, I commend you, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? I commend you for attempting to turn your life around and do something legit, man. You a good nigga. Man, that nigga good. Yeah, man. Hey, you got the right one, nigga. Hey, ain't nobody stunting you, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? Once again, go ahead, record this shit, save it, put it in your archives, do your worst, nigga. Big Mike ain't worried about it, and I ain't concerned what the fuck you do with it, nigga. Yeah, imagine that shit, man. These motherfuckers, man, is following you around like a lovesick puppy dogs, man. Got the nerve to be trying to judge me while they is at the same time following you. When a nigga show you who he is, believe him, Jack. I mean, if we talk about morals, the moral implications of things, I believe that past performance is a good indicator of future performance. So when Big Mike gets on here and I deliver my level-headed assessment of a situation, I believe that should be commendable. And dare I say, man, one day, if your ass ever find yourself behind an 8-ball, Taz, you're going to hope and pray, man, that you got niggas on your squad and it's on your team that's going to say, look, no nooses and no pitchforks. No, we are going to look at the facts of the case. And then once we look at all the facts of the case, then we will render judgment. Because I see you didn't have much to say, man, when a nigga brought up Cosby. How Cosby got that nasty little label of a sex offender on his rap sheet now, on his jacket. But I don't believe you ever addressed that. I don't believe you ever addressed it. If you actually really believe Cosby is a sex offender, then you got these stupid ass fucks in your chat, man, talking about,
why are these niggas so concerned about Cosby and Tupac and Mike Tyson? Y'all ain't Cosby, y'all ain't Tupac, y'all ain't Mike Tyson.
You know, I guess the argument is this. No one's gonna lie on a little nigga when you go to court. What does the system get out of actually oppressing the little nigga versus oppressing a big nigga? A big nigga like a Cosby, a big nigga like a Tupac. I mean, those are deep pockets. The system gets a lot out of oppressing someone of that magnitude. But what y'all don't seem to understand, of course, none of y'all really know this because y'all ain't actually in the know, and none of y'all have actually had the privilege of working in the joint or in the pen for 10 years. Just because you a little nigga don't mean they ain't gunning for you, man. Just because you a little nigga don't mean they don't get paid off of you. The prison system is just that. It's a system. And it grinds up black men and it spits them the fuck out. The system gets paid off grinding up little niggas every goddamn day. So guess what? This little assumption that y'all have, when you state that the courts, like, they don't have a vested interest in just hitting your ass with a hammer and just automatically assuming that you guilty on some shit, while, of course, using the female as their primary weapon to do so. It's not hard to see what the fuck they doing, man. But me being aware of that, me being cognizant of that, I am extremely careful before I render judgment on any brother. I'm extremely careful with it. And it looks bad in this day and age because, once again, we are dealing with a cuck society where being a man is frowned upon, man. And doing things like a man is frowned upon. See, let's just be honest, man. I mean, you a white knight ass nigga, man. You know what I mean? It just seemed like no matter what the fuck a broad do, nigga, I mean, you got your lips wrapped so tight around a broad's anus, nigga. It's just sickening to behold, man. Big Mike is balanced with his shit. We think rationally over here, man. We call a spade a spade. We makes no more excuses for anybody in the black community that is exhibiting savage behavior. The only way out of this shit, man, is some cold, hard pragmatism, bruh. And that go for everybody, male and female, from 8 to goddamn 80, man. All of this excuse-ass shit, it's got to go. But once again, man, go ahead and file this on up. Take it, save it, splice it, dice it. Do what you do, nigga. Just know and understand, I used to babysit niggas like you. So I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I know what the fuck I'm dealing with. You's a jailhouse thief-ass nigga that's trying your best to take the attention off the fact that for the most of your life, you've been a fuck-up nigga. So you got a lot of vested interest in going ahead and creating boogeymen and looking under every rock for a pedo. And then you compound that by trying to go ahead and persecute individuals who dare say, wait a minute, hold up, let's look at the facts of this case, because black men are being falsely accused of all sorts of shit every day. You want to turn that and you want to twist that into support of pedos. I know what game you playing here, nigga, you know. You're totally relying on the fact that, you know, the majority of your listeners got the IQ of a fucking flea. And they got very little life experience. So when they hear me speaking, yeah, they gonna clutch their pearls, nigga. So go ahead and try and divert attention from what I'm saying to you by trying to say, like, little stupid shit like, it's just little nigga. He ain't doing no numbers on YouTube, man. I mean, you really think this is high school? You really on some popularity contest shit, man? Well, hey, do what you do, partner. I mean, really, man, you talking all that shit about how you doing better numbers and how you got more subscribers and all of that shit, man. Look, using that logic, I guess we could say that McDonald's sells the best cheeseburgers just because everybody goes there to get cheeseburgers. And we know that's a goddamn lie. McDonald's ain't been good in a long time, but yet still we got the masses lining up to buy that crap. But you want to sit up here, man, and you just clap your hands because you got more listeners. You doing better numbers and shit. Nah, man, we special forces over here, man. We Green Beret status over here. Everybody can't get into this club, motherfucker.
I mean, seriously, whenever a nigga get mass appeal, I think he should seriously question the shit that he's spitting. Because let's just be honest, man. The majority of people on this planet ain't too bright. And to keep it a buck with you, man, shit, it's not going to be a lot of cats that's really going to be able to follow and fuck with me. I'm just a little bit too strong for the average Negro, man. Just a little bit, like I said, man, when it comes to the coffee, I'm the strongest there is. You run around this motherfucker with this weak-ass shit, and it just shows. I mean, seriously, man, the shit that I was seeing in your chat, it was hilarious, man. I'm like, these motherfuckers, they got the IQ of maybe 65. You had a lot of dumb fucks in your chat, man. You know, so, I mean, I really wouldn't be bragging about them numbers you doing, man, when you got them sort of slow-ass niggas following you, bruh. All right, y'all. Hey, may the fun continue, nigga. Go ahead, do a response to this, and I'ma shoot right back, nigga. I got all day. You talking about what the fuck you gonna do and how the fuck you gonna do it, man? Bring it, nigga. Bring that shit. Imagine this shit, man. A career petty-ass criminal, man, wanna come up against this juggernaut of manhood, nigga. Fuck out of here. Once again, trust and believe, nigga. I'll put my motherfucking life resume against yours any day, nigga, and I'll crush it. I done did more for black folks than you ever could, nigga. I'm just laughing at your goddamn chat section, man. These niggas just can't believe that. Yeah, I actually did foster care. Yes, I actually did adopt. Yes, I actually did mentor. Yes, I did that. They can't even believe it. I don't believe that. He's lying. All right. Yeah. Like I said, Google me, bitch. 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 Dox me. Dox me. Dox me. Dox me. Dox me. I'm official. Big Mike. The almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct. Maxi Limits Radio Show. My humble apologies to my usual listeners for indulging in this. But hey, man, come on, man. Yeah. Let a nigga cut loose, man. Let me have some fun, all right? Come on. Y'all got me acting stiff-necked out here, man. You know what I mean? I got to flex. And this is the perfect nigga to flex on, man. What? I'm going to tuck tail, cut, and run from a motherfucking career petty-ass goddamn criminal? Once again, I give all props and accolades to you motherfucking doing this 180. You're doing me proud, son. You're doing something on YouTube, man. You know, you're doing your thing. Pop my collar to it, man. Always gonna give a nigga props, man, who's gonna go ahead and turn his life around. It's just sad, man, that, you know, you just go into this extreme, man, by creating this extreme narrative, man, like there's pedos under every goddamn rock, nigga. You know what I mean? But once again, I know no movement can survive without a boogeyman, right? You know, and you done took this way of creating money, creating cheese, and creating revenue, you know, from the church method. You know how it get down, man, you know. The church can't make no money if there ain't no devil. So this falls right in line with you leading your low IQ listeners down the path of straight up just ridiculousness and stupidity, man. Believe it or not, your business model is drama and bullshit. And yes, this pedophile crusade that you won, it does fit nicely into that. You're trying to galvanize these low IQ listeners of yours, man, to come against rational dudes, man, that just want to know the facts of a goddamn case. That's all. And they end up donating to you, man, you know, giving you cash apps and super chats and shit, man. Come on, man. No movement can survive without a devil, man. Church can't get paid if there is no devil. So Taz has to create devils. He has to create a movement in order to get paid, man. Because you don't want to go back to selling dime bags, do you? You got these muddle-headed fuck niggas up in your chat, man. Just following a nigga with this extensive petty-ass goddamn criminal record, man. And they got the nerve to want to motherfucking talk shit about me? I've got daughters. Come get it, nigga. I'm out.